Meditation, fundamentally, I think, is about coming home. It's about arriving in the present, which is our eternal home. It's about landing in the place where we are physically, even looking around a bit to help yourself feel at home in the place where you are. And meditation is about arriving in the place you are experientially, mentally, psychologically. And then resting at home typically either sustaining open awareness or deliberately becoming absorbed in some particular experience, often to grow that as a quality inside yourself. And in this case tonight, I'm going to focus on open awareness, which I don't usually do. So let's see how this goes. So in order to come home, we need to establish a posture that is comfortable and alert. It's really fine to move, to walk, to change positions. You don't have to freeze your position. So you might be aware of your spine if you're sitting, finding a kind of uprightness, maybe moving a little as I am right now, loosening your belt maybe, loosening a jacket. Same with standing or walking or lying down, just finding a stability that helps you be present. Give yourself over to this meditation. Land in it. Recognize that you're here to meditate for another 29 minutes or so. Letting go of going anywhere else. Choosing to let go of mind wandering. Deciding not to pursue the various shiny objects appearing in consciousness. Also choosing to disengage from worry or arguments with others for this time. Not fighting with anything that's arising, just not following after it, not feeding it. Instead, resting in awareness. Awareness that includes body sensations, You can let attention wander through your body, checking in with yourself. Being aware of sensations and sounds. If your mind contracts around anything and starts thinking about it or reacting to it, see if you can soften around that and let it go and go wide. Widen awareness. Opening awareness. Staying present while being increasingly aware that the sounds, the sensations, thoughts, feelings, images are occurring on their own. And the mind stream is simply occurring. And you can relate to it increasingly impersonally. Without attempting to possess it or control it. The streaming of consciousness is just streaming along. Along with arresting in presence. You might have a growing sense of a certain largeness, vastness, as a quality of consciousness, spreading outward in all directions. Mingling with this spaciousness, you might find, even subtly, a sense of the heart, aware of sensations of breathing in the area of the heart, and finding, if they are there for you, qualities of lovingness, good wishes, kindness in the spaciousness of your consciousness. As your mind and body become more tranquil, there may be very little passing through awareness other than background sensations of breathing, maybe some background sounds. And gently appreciating tranquility. a genuine growing tranquility. It may help to feel qualities of patience as the mind gets quieter and has less to feed on. And helpful to find qualities of enjoyment, of simply being. Resting in the present without any demands on you. No work to be done, no problems to solve, no worries to resolve. Just you. What is it like to be you in the present when you have nothing to do? In effect, we are just being. We are just sitting. And as the mind gets increasingly quiet, and we're not doing anything in it, we start settling into a kind of ground state in which all that's occurring is the baseline operating of the body and mind. So in effect, as we settle into just sitting, just being, in the ground state, what's occurring more and more clearly is how the universe is living through this body-mind now and now. And there can be a knowing that what is occurring is the universe living through this body-mind now. And even that knowing is being made by the universe living through this body-mind now.